This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Cheryl.
Tig.
Before we say anything, I just want to thank all of our listeners that got tickets to our live streaming show.
Yes.
And who got the VIP passes. Mm-hmm. We had so much fun.
Oh my God, it was so much fun. Martini hands.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about martini hands.
We were doing a little drinking. We got to meet Aiden.
Yes, we met Aiden.
He's so cute.
And then
yeah,
the listeners, or I guess they were viewers, you know,
viewers streaming for the first time,
wanted to see and know who the mystery voice was in our intro theme song that where the guy says,
I had the first ever podcast.
And Tig and Cheryl are following in the sound of my footsteps.
In the sound of my footsteps.
And so we brought him on because he lives in the backyard of my office. He's free roaming. Mm-hmm. And we might stream again. And so if you want me to call in the person with the voice from our
backyard,
from my backyard, I can literally get him into my office within a minute or two. Because
it was
truly
impressive.
Yeah,
I did not know he was coming in, and I had never met him before.
Well, there he was, and he came running in, and he made an appearance. And I have to say, the listeners kind of went nuts over him.
They were attracted. Mm-hmm. We had some single people that were.
They were writing in.
They were
saying,
writing in.
Hey.
Yeah, so if you guys, if you would like to do that again.
Let us know.
Let us know. Okay, Tig, I think we got to get to it.
Yeah.
Ladies and jerks, welcome to Finders Keepers.
It all started when Tig and Cheryl met in the mid-2000s.
Hey, nice to meet you, Tig. I'm Cheryl Hines.
Hi, Cheryl. I'm Tig Notaro. Should we do a podcast about documentaries?
Yes.
A podcast about documentaries?
Is this microphone on?
Five furious frogs fiddling faintly. Furious frogs fiddling faintly. Five furious frogs fiddling faintly.
I am the first ever podcast. And Tig and Cheryl are following in the sound of my footsteps.
Let's get started.
I'm so ready.
Tig and Cheryl.
True story.
Hey, Cheryl. Hey.
Hey, Tig. Hey.
I was just mentioning this, that the Grateful Dead has deadheads.
Yeah.
Should our listeners be called snorkbulls?
Okay. If there's someone out there that doesn't know what that means, oh gosh, how do you even explain
it? That's not our problem. That means you need to listen to
our
show.
You have to listen more.
Yeah.
Our last episode.
We do a snorkbull deep dive.
I think our listeners would be honored to be called snorkbulls.
I think we should. And I think it'd be a great t-shirt and mug. When you're walking around and you see snorkbull, you know that those are your people.
There's nobody else in the world that's called a snorkbull. I'm
proud
sure.
to be a snorkbull. Hey, snorkbull, hey. Write in
gosh.
And tell us if you want to be a snorkbull.
Yeah.
And if the new t-shirts should say just snorkbull. or should say, hey, Snorkbull, hey, or proud to be a Snorkbull.
Proud to be a Snorkbull. Oh, my God. That was, it hurt my stomach from laughing about that.
Okay. How are you, Cheryl?
Oh, I'm good. Yeah. I'm actually good. I sound surprised.
What do you suppose you can attribute?
You know, I've been letting go of things. 6 weeks ago, I felt like I was about to explode. It just seemed so, everything seemed to be coming down so heavy. Yeah. And then I just have spent time just letting it go. And what's going to happen is going to happen. Love the people around you. Don't worry about what people are saying that don't know you. You know, everybody's got their own whatever going on, and just like stay in your lane. And I'm just having a really good time with my daughter. It's her senior year of high school.
I thought you were going to say with my dog.
With my dog. I spend a lot of time with my dog, and that's rewarding.
You know, I've just been really letting go and praying, and just I'm just really happy with my dog. Not that you can't be.
Right, but my dog gets me. My dog really understands me.
Yeah.
How about you? How are you doing?
I would say I'm doing really well. I feel like my life is starting to feel similar to some degree to pre-pandemic.
Yeah. You can see friends a little bit.
You can see friends and travel and work seems to be coming back. And that was... a welcome return.
Yeah.
And obviously doing podcasts it's been really nice and helpful to feel connected and like you're working.
Yeah.
And hanging out.
Yeah.
But it's nice to have the other jobs come back. Like my tour. You can go to Tignotara.com.
Let's wait till the end. Okay. Let's get right to it, shall we?
Okay. Yes.
Today we are talking about Finders Keepers. Finders mm-hmm. Keepers is a 2015 documentary film directed by Brian Carberry. Maybe it's just Carberry. Carberry?
What
do you think
know.
It is? Carberry? Carberry.
There's
no way to know. And Clay Tweel.
No way to know.
It provides a bizarre property dispute between two North Carolina men, a fight which evolves into a turning point in both of their lives. Finders Keepers debuted at Sundance and is available to watch on Tubi. Whoa, boy.
I have to say, out of the gate, mm-hmm. I was concerned that this was yet another...
Sad.
Or just, look at these crazy... country folk documentary.
Uh-huh.
But this documentary did what I was hoping Wild Whites was going to do.
Yes.
That left me, as we all know how it left me. Whereas this one, I was having the knee-jerk reaction of, I don't want to just sit and watch and go look at these.
We don't want to say hillbillies.
Hillbillies.
Like
that's
hillbillies. A hillbilly.
A hillbilly meatballs.
That's how the Italians pronounce it.
But I was not in the mood for that.
Uh-huh.
And I was just feeling a little irritated in the first 10 minutes of like, this isn't funny. Like, okay, there's country.
Huh? I don't want you to spill beans.
I'm not spilling beans. Okay. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
I think people that come from these parts of the country, you know, can be interesting.
Yes.
Funny.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
People.
Smart.
Smart.
Yes.
Just like everywhere else.
Yes.
And yes, the way they phrase things, it's hilarious sometimes.
Yes.
But I don't want to sit and watch people suffer and like make them look stupid.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
And self-destruct. And
yeah. Whereas this documentary, I was like,
this is a wild ride.
It's real. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's tell everybody what it's about.
What the ending is.
Tig, I will kill you.
I doubt that. I seriously doubt that.
In Maiden, North Carolina, John Wood shows us the storage locker he had in 2005 after being evicted. It contained a smoker grill. Inside the smoker grill was...
Well, it was his foot.
Mm-hmm.
Where else are you going to put it?
After it had been amputated. So
your tone indicates you maybe wouldn't put your foot, your
my amputated.
That maybe you would not put your amputated foot in your smoker grill.
So, I just, it's hard to follow the logic because at first you're like, okay, I get it. You're evicted from your apartment or your home. You gather up your stuff. You put it in a storage unit.
Wait a minute. Back up even further.
Yeah.
I thought, and this is what confused me the whole documentary.
Oh.
I thought you weren't allowed to just have human body parts.
No, I'm sure you're not. I'm sure it has to be illegal to have body parts in a storage unit.
So why is that overlooked?
Because it was his own foot and leg.
Okay, so your foot falls off, so you can just keep it in your smoker cooker.
Well, what if you had your, what do people have removed? Do people have gallbladders
Tits?
Removed? Okay, your breasts. I don't know who wants to keep that. Let's say you have your appendix removed and you're like, hey, can you please give me my appendix? Because I'm going to keep it in a jar and it was part of me and it's funny and it's also weird and I want to do that. Okay. And the doctor's like, that's weird, but okay, here's your appendix.
And the doctor seals it in a mason jar, sends you home.
In Beverly Hills, as they do all the time. And so you take it home. It's like on your dresser and then you get a knock on the door. Hey, you're being evicted. You need to get out of here ASAP. Okay, fine.
And take your appendix with you.
So then you put all of your belongings into this storage unit. One of them happens to be your appendix. Is that illegal?
I still sit here not knowing. It just felt like
a bad place to store your foot.
Or just it feels not legal or sanitary, possibly, to have your hoof, your own personal hoof.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, so here's the story of it, right?
Okay.
So this guy, John Wood, was in a plane crash. It's a small plane. It was like, is it fair to say that was a crop duster?
I think anything's fair on this podcast. Is it fair to say that was crop duster? Tell me something. Is it fair or is it not fair to say that was crop duster?
So let's
who
say,
on earth is going to fight us?
Okay, let's say because
that we would listen to.
Because when you say a small plane crash, it sounds fancy.
Wasn't it like a Cessna? Is that what?
I don't know. What's a Cessna? Is that a type of plane?
I think it might be like a crop duster. Whether they're the same thing or similar, I think if we said they were flying around in this little Cessna, nobody would flinch.
The snorkels would be like, that's fine.
The snorkels would be
like, I get it.
Oh, okay. She might be talking about crop duster, but I get it. It was a Cessna.
So this little plane, I mean, these guys are in the middle of, it seems very rural, right? Mm-hmm. In North Carolina. And the plane went down. And sadly, John Wood's father, who was flying the plane, died. And John lost his leg. And they had to amputate his leg. And so he
had two other relatives on the flight, though, right?
Right. Yeah. They were also injured, but not
not worth talking about, I guess.
No, of course. And let's shout out to the other injured. Those two. And we're glad you've recovered.
And thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. John decided he wanted to keep his leg. So he asked the doctor, hey, can you give me my leg?
Hey, Dr. Hay.
Hey, Dr. Hay. And then he said that the doctor just put it in like a white garbage bag.
Well,
I mean,
as you do.
And so he took it and he was trying to figure out what to do with it. He said he really just wanted the bones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that makes more sense than.
But the doctor kept the skin on, and not only the skin, but the nails.
Yeah, the toenails.
Yeah, I mean, it's proof there that, like, after you die...
they keep growing.
I guess, what, your hair or nose or ears or something keeps
growing.
Thomas looks like he's about to grow up.
Yeah, we won't go into it too much, because what if people are eating or they're doing...
Not our problem. Put your forks down. Put your forks down.
This is not a good one to eat along
no,
to.
No, put your forks down.
Put your forks down, yes.
Turn your vacuums off.
Yes.
Aiden, you know who you are. And whoever that other person was. Brandy?
Yeah, Brandy. Brandy.
Brandy and Aiden. Put your vacuums down.
Put your vacuum, take a break.
And put your forks down because the toenails grew long.
Did seem like that. So John, he wasn't sure what to do with the leg. So he put it in a freezer. And then he took it to his friend who worked at Hardee's and asked, could she put it in their freezer till he figured it out?
And she did.
And she did.
Thank you, Hardee's.
And then...
I feel like we could sue Hardee's.
Well, listen, this was 2015. I'm sure lots happened
when
since
people
then.
Didn't know better.
When people did, but...
when people brought their amputated limbs to Hardee's.
And they were on top of the sausage biscuits. And then somebody found it like within the hour.
On top of the sausage biscuits
and
at Hardee's.
And they asked John to come get it. So he drove through the drive-thru at Hardee's.
Well, yeah.
And just picked it up.
Yeah, right through the drive-thru window. Got his hoof.
I hope he ordered something, by the way, because otherwise.
Yeah, his leg. He ordered his leg.
Can I get a large cup of coffee? Oh, and I'll take my leg, if you don't mind. I'll take my leg with that.
What if it was like a fried chicken place? And
Tig, don't take it there. Don't do that to people.
Well, I'm just thinking of like a leg, like a chicken leg. You know, you order.
I know.
How many wings? How many legs?
Okay. And so John, after he got it, he decided, you know what he should do is mummify it.
Sure. He's no fool.
So he soaked it in embalming fluid.
And wait, can you just get embalming fluid anywhere?
Doesn't see. Well, I guess he had a friend that was a...
mortician?
Yeah. And then he hung it in a badger tree wrapped in a door screen.
Got to. How else are you going to dry the thing out?
He hung it up in
a... So walk me through the steps again. Yeah. There's three steps.
You drive through Hardee's and get your leg back.
Well, then there's more than three. Drive through Hardee's, you get your leg back.
And then you soak it in embalming fluid.
That's right. That's the second step.
You wrap it in a screen door.
Of course.
And then hang it in a tree.
Beaver bush?
For 6 months. A badger tree for 6 months.
How does he instinctually know this needs to be wrapped in a screen door and hung in a badger bush?
I don't know. Oh, no. We got to take a break.
All right. Let's give these people a break.
Okay. There's more. There's a lot. Something else really big is about to happen.
Yeah. Maybe during the break, finish your lunch or dinner or breakfast or a little snack. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're having a snack. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back!
Okay, so this leads us to John puts his mummified leg... in a smoker grill.
He takes it from the beaver bush and then naturally puts it in a smoker grill
and puts it in a storage unit. Well, so he clearly has or had addiction issues.
When you're watching it, yeah.
He wasn't paying attention to his storage unit and who was paying for the storage unit. And nobody was paying for the storage unit. So at some point, the storage unit said, you know what? We are going to sell all the stuff in this storage unit. Because you haven't, we haven't seen you for, I don't know what the rule is on that, months, years, I don't know how long.
Yeah, I don't work at a storage facility, but.
Also no way to know. Okay.
Yeah.
So this guy, Shannon Wisnant, that's my kind of name, he bought this smoker.
Yeah.
And he took it home and he opened it.
First of all, how did he not open it? That's what kept bothering me through the documentary, too. I feel like if I was making a purchase,
you'd open it.
Open it.
What the condition of the inside.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I'd peekaboo all around it. And Shannon apparently did not.
Did not. But Shannon, he was very excited about finding this leg.
Foot.
Yeah. He felt like this was his golden ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And then it hit the news. You want to hear a news report?
Of course. That's what I'm here for.
Well, in the town of Maiden tonight, a case that has police there scratching their heads. It's all because of what was inside a smoker that was sold at a storage facility auction.
And what's the problem there?
I got a human foot.
Have a what?
A human left foot.
What's your name?
My name's Shannon Winston. This plum nasty got me grossed out.
Hey, I mean, so that was a 911 call.
It's plum nasty. Got me grossed out.
Okay, so now the police take it. And that's when things really start unraveling. The police took it to the local mortuary because they were like, what are you supposed to do with a...
Got to give it a proper burial.
Yeah. So it's just sitting there. And now these two guys start fighting over who gets the leg. Does John Wood get it back because that was his? Or... does Shannon get it because he bought it? And it is the law. If you buy something like a dresser and there's something inside the dresser, that's yours now. You bought it. That's your property.
What if when they brought it to the mortuary, the people at the mortuary just put it up in a beaver bush and said...
First of all, it's a badger tree, not a beaver bush, but go ahead.
Okay, mm-hmm. What if they were just like, oh, well, this obviously goes in a badger tree.
It needed 6 more months, we could tell just by looking at it.
2 weeks early.
So now there's a feud.
Yeah.
Shannon wants to charge people. Well, he did charge people to come look at the grill. He started calling him, what did he call himself? Like foot man?
Yeah.
Foot girl. What did he?
Foot man. Footman.
And Shannon always had dreams of being famous, being on TV. He considers himself an idea man.
Yeah.
And he was very, very excited about this.
Now, let me ask you this, Cheryl.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
If you lost your leg.
Yes.
What would you want to do with it?
It's a fair question.
Thank you.
I don't know that I'd want to look at it. It seems like it would be so painful. The idea would be so painful that I would just feel like I need to close this chapter and start a new one.
Yeah, I feel similarly.
I mean, but people do keep, you know, their teeth.
Yeah.
I don't know what else you keep.
Hair.
Yeah, I mean, I think I have some of Catherine's hair, but I don't know why I kept it because... that my mom did that, but what's the point?
you open it and you look and you're like, there's your hair. It's like the first haircut
and the teeth,
your first tooth.
I have some of her teeth.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what you do with that. She doesn't want them.
You know, Stephanie and I had Max and Finn bake their first Christmas cookies when they were just like, I don't know, a year and a half or 2 years. And they were sitting out after they were baked.
Yeah.
And her dad came in and ate them. She sent a text going, where are the little cookies? There were two little cookies, one for each of them. Where are the cookies? And he's like, I ate them. She's like, those were Max and Finn's.
That's like the Curb Your Enthusiasm episode.
Oh, what happened?
It was, because, you know, I'm from Florida. I don't know if you know that.
Yes, it's come up.
But when I was in Florida, somebody in my family had baked a nativity scene out of cookies. Mm-hmm. And everybody in my house was walking around saying, nobody eat baby Jesus.
Yeah.
And I called Larry and I was like, okay, if you were in my house, you would eat baby Jesus. And my family would go crazy. And he's like, we got to do that. So he did an episode where my family made the nativity scene. He not only did he eat baby Jesus, but he also ate Mary.
And was that a popular episode?
Very popular. Yeah. And then he got in a fist fight with because the other thing I said, you know, there's also like live nativity scenes. People stand on their yard dressed like Mary and Joseph. And he said, that's not true. And I said, I'm looking at him now. It is true. This is what they do.
Yeah.
So, of course, he incorporated that into the episode too. And Dave Koechner played Joseph.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because to make up for eating baby Jesus and Mary, Larry's decided to hire these actors to do a live nativity scene for my family to make them feel better. And he said something about, you know, how hot Mary was. And Dave Koechner was like, that's my wife. You know, and they get in a fist fight and then they burn it down. Anyway. Okay. So now these two guys are fighting over the leg.
Mm-hmm.
And John, he wants no part of it. The guy whose leg it is. He's like, I don't want to make money off of this. I just want my leg. I thought it was just going to be the bones and I was going to make some sort of memorial for my father.
It's the same story you hear every time.
And then John, once again, like we said, had drug issues.
Yes.
So he starts running out of money and getting desperate and starts reaching out to people saying, you know what, I do want to talk about the leg.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody knew who the leg belonged to. They couldn't settle this dispute. And then the two of them started going on talk shows together, right? John and Shannon.
Yes.
Which is odd.
The whole ride was terribly odd.
Yeah.
And I kept hoping that this wasn't just going to be, oh, this is, like I said at the beginning, just,
right?
Oh, this is weird.
Two crazies being crazy. I mean, it is weird.
Yeah, no doubt it's weird, but there's more to it. And there is, it's a deeper story
that
they told, which is nice.
Right. So John talks about how he ended up getting hooked on oxycodone after his
plane crash.
Yeah. We talk about it all the time, right? Addiction is really serious and it's
powerful
and it's painful and it's painful for people around them. So there is a side to this story where these people, you know, John's mother is, John's family, they're very concerned about John.
His sister.
Oh, God. Do you love her?
Absolutely. Just
Peg.
Like heart of gold.
Peg would go over there and clean his house and
bring him food. And
she was a housekeeper for a living and she's like giving him money. And I mean, just this her generous spirit was really
amazing. Yeah, I really, really liked her.
Yeah.
I mean, there were a lot of likable people.
Very likable.
Yeah.
And at the same time, some of them are a little nuts.
Sure, there were some nutballs in there.
There are nutballs in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
But adorable nutballs.
Yeah, but then there are just like the Peg types.
Oh, then there's Peg, who's like, God dang it, that's an amazing person. Mm-hmm. Were you a little bit shocked when you found out how Shannon views himself?
Yeah, of course. How could I not be?
Well, because I thought you being a stand-up comedian, you might have seen him and said, oh, he's one of us.
No, I didn't get that feeling. The feeling I got, he identifies as a funny person. And his dream was to be a comedian. And
Mm-hmm.
He sees himself as like Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Which left me thinking, is he completely unfamiliar with Eddie Murphy?
What about, who is Jean Tracy? Have you ever heard of Jean Tracy, a comedian?
I don't follow Jean Tracy.
Why don't we take a quick break and then we're going to listen to Shannon talk about his inspirations.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we are back.
So here's Shannon. He's telling everybody why he wants to be famous and why his dream is to be on television every day.
Mm-hmm. I talked to my Uncle Fudlow last night on the phone, and he said, I've always been famous. Just now everybody finding me.
When I was a kid, sometimes I would just look up at the stars. And there was a many of fallen stars, and I made a many a wish. One of them was be on TV a bunch, and one day I might be a movie star, and one day I might be, you know, rich and have more, plenty more money, you know, burning money, but that'd be like super cool.
Okay.
And he did make a lot of TV appearances on, like, what's that guy's name where you
Jerry Springer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jerry Springer.
And the news, the local news.
News a lot. Really enjoyed being in the spotlight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so then when John decided he wanted to get in on it, somebody from Germany, I think, reached out to him and said, we'll fly you and another person over. And this was sad. He brought his drug dealer. And not Peg, his sister, who'd done everything for him. Mm-hmm. That just made me mad.
Yeah, I mean, Peg could have used a vacation.
So now it takes another turn.
Cheryl, you know I love a twist and a turn.
So Judge Mathis.
Yeah.
I had forgotten about Judge Mathis.
I never saw. He looks familiar, and I've heard of it. But
yeah, I don't
I never
know that I've watched an episode.
Yeah, I saw some Judge Judy.
Yeah.
Over the years, but
this is similar. So Judge Mathis had a show, has mm-hmm. a show.
Is a judge. We don't know. There's no way to know.
There's no way to know.
Maybe he's not even a judge.
No, he has to be. Because they were saying if these two go on Judge Mathis, whatever he decides is binding and you cannot appeal, and that's it.
You know, it's interesting to see these characters like Judge Mathis. Mm-hmm. And Judge Judy, and think how many other wild personalities are there in the world
of judges
ruling. You know what I mean?
Like, it is slightly terrifying.
They're like such entertainers, you know, and it's kind of that they have the stage, you know.
It looks so fun, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe you already have a gavel. You already have a gavel.
I do. It's right here.
Let's hear it. Oh. Judge Tig is in the house. Please rise.
It's actually Colonel Tig Notaro is what it says.
Oh.
It's for auctioning.
Do you know how to do you know?
Hey, I don't know.
Hey, can I get a 20? I got a 20. I got a 20. Do I have 25? Do I have 25?
Wait, do that again?
I'm afraid to. I feel like you're going to mock me.
No. I just want to hear, like, without knowing how to do it. And just do it as the best of your ability.
Okay. I see a 25 here. I got a 25. I'm looking for a 30. Do I have a 30? Let's do 35. 35 in the corner. We got a 35. I'm looking for a 50. Let's. That's as much as I can do. You try it.
No.
Why?
Well, I'm not going to make myself look...
like a fool? Like when I put olives in my cheeks and did my best Marlon Brando?
How about those pictures I texted you?
You don't mind me looking like a total a-hole.
No.
You don't want to try it before we move on?
Well, no. I was just mainly trying to get you to do it because on Don't Ask Tig, which is my other very popular podcast, Sarah Paulson successful. Came on. And she
can do it.
No, she can't do it. She did an attempt, and it is by far the most popular moment on Don't Ask Tig. It is. You thought you laughed at Snorkel?
At Snorkel?
You must go to Don't Ask Tig, Sarah Paulson episode, and listen to that and see if, and I'm talking to you, Cheryl, and I'm talking to anyone listening. Tell me if you don't choke to death laughing at Sarah Paulson in this episode.
Okay. Because she's not good at it? Because I imagine she's good at everything.
I imagine that too. Ben, maybe you'll think she did a good job. That's up to you to decide. But it is hands down worth the listen.
Okay. I'm going to go listen. I will go listen. Okay. So Judge Mathis. Now these two are on Judge Mathis.
Yes.
And at this point, like, John doesn't have a tooth in the front.
Right, right.
It was just like heartbreaking. And they show some of it and it's funny to watch because the story is insane.
And they seem to have a sense of humor when they're on Judge Mathis. They show, you know, footage of them smiling and kind of laughing and chuckling a bit, which is nice because, you know.
Yeah. And Mathis rules because it is true, if there's property in the thing that you buy, it belongs to you. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it doesn't cover, if it's your own body part.
Yeah.
So he decides Shannon would get $5,000.
Right.
And then John would get his leg and foot back, which I thought was a pretty good ruling. What would you have said?
I would be stunned that I would have to pay $5,000 to buy my dead foot back.
You'd be angry.
I would really struggle with that.
You do feel like, what is wrong with Shannon?
Where to begin?
But at the same time, Shannon was like, look, this was my day in the sun.
Yeah.
This is what I've been waiting for.
And he got it. He got a lot of attention.
Oh, he got a lot of action.
A lot of TV appearances, traveling the world because he had that man's foot.
He had hats and t-shirts, made the foot smoker or foot grill.
I don't know.
What was
it? I never bought one. Nope. Would you wear a hat that said...
Well, especially because there is a design where it shows the leg and foot on top of a grill. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no thanks.
Yeah. What are you promoting exactly? That was my question when I was looking at this merchandise.
Me too. I was like, is he opening a grill?
Yeah. Are you just promoting that this man exists? Or
I think the whole promotion was he found a foot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I get it. I just don't get it.
Mm-hmm. And then here's another really interesting turn that happens, right?
Yeah, I love a twist and a turn, Cheryl.
I did not see this coming. Did you see this coming?
I don't know what you're going to say.
So Judge Mathis
somehow
realizes that John must have an addiction problem. Just from being in his courthouse, he could see that he was struggling with something.
I bet there was also something else that happened that...
That would tip the hand?
Yeah, I bet something tipped somebody in some way.
Yeah, and so John gets a phone call that says Judge Mathis would like to set him up at a rehab center.
So nice.
Can you believe that?
Hey, Judge Mathis, hey.
Hey, Judge Mathis, hey. It was just so sweet, and it actually seemed to really work.
Yeah, changed his life.
It changed his life.
Which is so hard because typically you don't get results unless somebody makes a decision on their own.
yeah.
to change their addictive behavior.
Yeah. So so that was pretty amazing. And what John really wants is to, if you're eating, put down your food.
Put down your forks.
Put down your forks, Aiden.
Aiden, quit eating.
Get back to vacuuming. He really wants to have the flesh removed from the leg and just have the bone.
That is the big dream. Okay. That is what he desires.
Because somehow it would be to show how much he loves his father, but he doesn't have $15,000 to do it.
Plus, he's already paid $5,000, right?
Right, to get his leg back. In case you're unfamiliar with this story, it's his leg from the knee down.
Yeah, I would say even like a little, he has maybe a little more than the knee.
I thought this was an interesting little twist. So then this woman, Katie Wilkie, who was a forensic veterinarian, she says, hey, I heard about you and I would love to remove the flesh and give you the bones that you dream of.
And, you know, I did notice entering her house that she, I think, is a fan of Star Trek.
Oh.
I saw some memorabilia in her house.
So. Oh, my gosh. I don't know how you saw that because there's nothing but bones in her house.
Well, no, there were teddy bears and trinkets and little, you know, porcelain shoes.
Oh, I didn't get past, like, the bone chimes.
Yeah, and the dinosaur bone or what, like.
Yeah. I thought those two were going to fall in love.
I did, too.
Because it was so sweet and they really had a connection. But anyway, I hate to spill the beans, but they don't. But she makes she gets it down to the bone. Uh-huh. And then she makes a resin cast of his leg.
Uh-huh.
So like a see-through plastic
something or
leg
yeah.
where you could see the bones.
Yeah.
And he was very appreciative. And then Shannon, meanwhile, it's getting harder for him because now his fame is starting to dwindle. And he gets a job on Dukes of Haggle.
When they say he got a job, it was just one episode, right?
Yeah. I thought they were going to say he was cast on Duck Dynasty or something. I don't know anything about Duck Dynasty, but I thought, oh, he would.
He seems like he'd fit in fine. I've never seen Duck Dynasty, but I assume they might click.
He might enjoy his. But he was on Dukes of Haggle.
Have you heard of Dukes of Haggle?
No.
I've
heard of Pawn Stars. What is that called?
Oh,
Pawn Stars.
Oh, yeah, maybe so.
But then it doesn't go well.
Mm-mm.
Because he feels like they were just, this sounds sad when you say it, but you know the lamp, there's a lamp that's a leg.
Yeah, from
a woman's leg
a
in a high
story.
Heel. Yeah. But I also think it was on Friends. Am I right? Am I wrong?
Watch Friends, but
you don't know. Anyway, so he was there to help auction it off. And because he's a footman.
Yeah, he's the footman.
He felt like he was really used and he was sad because he felt like, whoa, he's a lot more than that.
Yeah, he's a comedian.
He is a comedian. Mm-hmm. And then meanwhile, John, he maintains his sobriety and he repairs his relationship with his mom and his sister Peg.
Yeah.
And as of 2019, John was still sober and married.
Yeah.
He's so cute. His wife is really cute.
And he had been sober for, I think, over a couple of years. And
yeah. So that was just, it was so great. Uh-huh. It was just, that was really, really nice.
Yeah.
Do you think it was really nice?
Oh, my gosh. I was so surprised by this documentary.
I was too.
There was so much that I was utterly disgusted by and annoyed by and frustrated by, but the story was so solid and came together nicely and I could forgive the long dead toenails and, you know, just the off-putting elements of the story or the people at times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, are you ready for our happily ever after thoughts?
I am.
It's time for happily ever after thoughts, where we give our final thoughts on this week's documentary. Did you cry?
I did not. I thought you might. You did?
I did.
You did?
I did.
Mm-hmm. I knew it. I knew it. Because there's this element to this story that feels like there's some weird Cheryl hands on a hard body.
Well, you know what it was? Hmm. It was John really wanted to have these bones to honor his
weirdest things.
Honor his father. And when they said, is it what you wanted it to be? And he said, no, but it's not about that. He said, the best thing I can do for my father and the best way to honor him is to be a good person, to stay sober, you know, to make something out of my life. Mm. See, I'm getting choked up. I got to take a
Cheryl's
sip of
crying. Cheryl's crying.
But it's true. I mean, that's the best way to honor anybody, isn't it? But for him to be able to articulate that, I thought was just like, wow, mm-hmm. was powerful.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Oh, just one of my favorite quotes, which I've tweaked a bit and I've shared many times that I love so much, is the best gift you can give anyone is a well-lived life of your own.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
And it really, you know, when you're free and you're living a good life or a healthy life or you're happy, nobody around you is weighed down by it.
Right. They're not worried you. They're not, you're giving them something like a peace of mind.
It's a major gift. Imagine anyone listening, like if you worry about your parents or your sibling worries about you or anything like that, if things were in order, you're taking care of yourself, you're happy, you're thriving, nobody would be weighed down.
Yeah. Little lesson we've all learned today.
Who were you attracted to?
Oh, I can tell you. Well, do you want to tell me first? No, you don't know. You're going to come up with something while I'm talking and you can't take mine.
The foot.
I was so attracted to the foot.
I have a foot fetish.
Ew. Mm. Yeah. There are some people that follow me on Instagram that... By the way, there's somebody.
Braggadocious alert. Whoa. You heard it here. Some people follow Cheryl on Instagram. They love her feed. Woo!
Somebody put a video together on YouTube, and it's just a compilation of shots of my feet.
I'm sorry. Is this music. Braggadocious going on? It's still going?
How often do I have to hear about hot tig? I'm just saying, there are a few people that are interested in my feet.
I was trending twice, okay, for being hot and sexy.
You haven't seen my foot video.
Okay, but I've seen your feet. So, who are you attracted to?
The director of Dukes of Haggle.
Oh, see, you make...
He was cute.
You make notes.
Yeah, I make notes.
See, for me, it was John's mother. What?
Okay. Is it John's mother?
Yeah.
That's who you want to make out with when there's only 7 minutes left to live.
Yeah.
All right. I believe you. All right. Well, Tig, this is exciting.
What?
Next week,
yeah,
we're going to be talking about the first two episodes of Tiger King 2.
Oh,
which
dog.
You can watch on Netflix. Oh. And by the way, I was talking to our friend Eric Good, who directed it and produced it, and says
he also directed and produced the original Tiger King.
Mm-hmm. He said it is crazy, which
of course
I was surprised. Yeah, because how can it be crazier than Tiger King? But he said it is. I cannot wait to start watching it. Tig, before we go, should we read some true fan mail?
Please.
Okay. Abby H writes, hey, Abby H. Hey.
Hey, Abby H.
Hey. I listened to your Lula Rich episode. I laughed when Tig realized at that moment why tights are called tights and how she remembered why space is called space. When I was a kid, my mom used a word that I thought was the German version for poop. Then one day in college, I realized that the word Grunzi was not German, but was a word with the word grunt as its root. I really enjoyed the live looped show and look forward to more of those and getting the hang of the platform better. Yes, we had some technical issues.
Yes.
We're working it out and we're gonna do better. This is what I pictured the first ever podcast guy looking like, except also smoking a pipe. I was pretty close. Oh my gosh. And then Abby sent us a picture of like an old fisherman with a yellow hat and the rain jacket on. Okay. Thank you, Abby H. Okay, Craig N. writes, hey, Tig and Cheryl. Hey.
Craig.
Oh, shoot.
And
hey, Craigin. Hey. Hey, Craigin.
Craigin.
Craigin. I was listening to an older episode, Hail Satan, and Cheryl was fascinated with Lucian's glass eye. I was. So I thought I would share some insider info. My wife has a glass eye, and technically they are not made of glass. They are a hard acrylic plastic and are custom made for the patient's eye socket. They are also hand painted with the world's smallest paintbrushes. Whoa.
I thought they were going to say with the world's smallest hands.
Come on. The doctors who make the eyes are called ocularists. Ocularists.
No way to know.
And shout out to Jim Johnson, best in the Midwest, possibly the country. He is such an artist, and I was dating my wife for a month before I knew she had a prosthetic, and she had to tell me. She had to tell me, I should say. So, not
she had to tell me.
She had to tell me. That's like an acting class, yeah, where you're like having to repeat the same thing over. She had to tell me. She had to tell me.
Acting 101 with Cheryl Hines.
By Cheryl Hines. That is so interesting. It is. Don't you think that's interesting?
Yeah.
I mean, what a skill that must be able to match somebody's other eye,
mm-hmm,
and do it so well that nobody even realizes. Well, yeah. How do you even know you have that skill? I mean, why don't we call them acrylic eyes? Because probably back in the day,
there wasn't acrylic.
No way to know.
Yeah, there's no way to know.
Did I tell you
that's Stephanie's favorite thing?
Is to say there's no way to know.
Yeah, she loves it.
We have a few of our listeners that have written in that are just like, that they always say, there's just no way to know.
There's no way to know.
All right. Well, we do love reading your messages and your reviews and your comments. So please keep letting us know what you think and give us reviews, and we might read your responses on the show.
And we might not. Before we go,
yes,
I want to let people know that my tour is kicking off in Pittsburgh. Mm. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on my brother's birthday, Tuesday, January 11th. So people of Pittsburgh, get your tickets, come out, and see the very first show of my Hello Again tour. And then, of course, I hit Cleveland, Detroit, Toronto, Buffalo, Columbus.
Of course.
Amherst, Massachusetts, mm-hmm, Providence, Rhode Island,
okay,
Boston.
Okay, people can Google it.
Oh, okay. Tignotaro.com.
Very exciting. And you can watch season 11 of Curb Your Enthusiasm on HBO and HBO Max. And I'll be on the Today Show the beginning of December. It's right around the corner.
Nice. Also, the new season of Star Trek Discovery is out, so watch the return of Commander Jet Reno.
Mm.
Should we do it again?
Yes, let's do it again. Tig and Cheryl, True Story is hosted by me, Cheryl Hines, and Tig Notaro. It's produced by Gabby Kopasich and Thomas Willett, audio engineered and edited by Thomas Willett, with music by David Sussin. Special thanks to Patrick McDonald and Stephanie Allen. Follow us on social media for updates and review and rate True Story on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate it. You can email us at tigandcherylTrueStory@gmail.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.